Hi, I'm Ray Hager with the Reno Gazette-Journal, and welcome to an all-new edition of Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is a state senator who has lost some of his juice down in Carson City. My co-host, Paul Enos, has the rundown.
Well, Ray, today we have Senator Randolph Townsend, and while he may have lost some of his juice not being chairman of the Commerce and Labor Committee anymore, he is still one of the state's leading experts on insurance, telecom, and energy issues.
That's right, Paul. And on our pundit panel today, we have Howard Rosenberg, Steve Robinson, and Bill Brainerd. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers. Brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park, the resort at Red Hawk, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Be here, not at divorce court. I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York. We protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children. We only seek men as clients and negotiate before going to court. Divorce is tough. I've been there, and I share my daughter with my ex-husband. Sarah, Raina, and I can help you.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
As an employer, did you know you can be held liable for negligent hiring? A background screening by Employer Links can uncover criminal records, like alcohol and drug convictions. It can verify the applicant's education, driving records, and professional licenses. Employer Links can check civil records, registered sex offender records, and social security fraud. Hiring the right person shouldn't be a gamble. Call Employer Links. Employer Links, protecting your investment.
Success at TRI has come from public-private partnerships. We're here at the USA Parkway Extension with Roger Norman, master developer, and Bum Hess, Story County Commissioner. Let's listen in.
Roger, I see you're building some more roadway out here. Yeah, we're completed 4 miles. We have 4 miles under construction, and we're on our way to Highway 50.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the largest industrial park in the world, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
This interview segment is sponsored by Jones Vargas. We know Nevada. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Hi, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest is an old friend of the show, Senator Randolph Townsend of Reno, a Republican. Welcome to the show, Senator.
It's always good to be here, Ray.
Now, Senator, you just came off the special session yesterday in Carson City. It was almost a 9-to-5, or you got everything done quickly. It seemed like there was a lot of bipartisan support for what went down. What your reflections after a good night's sleep on it?
It was obvious that what happened was very simple. And that is, and I reflect on my old racing days that you're familiar with.
I covered your racing career.
Proper preparation prevents poor performance. We were prepared. We had worked in a bipartisan manner. All the leadership, Republican, Democrat, House, Senate, Governor's office, and we'd worked extensively, days on end, to try to come up with the solutions that we ended up with. Everyone gave up on some things. Everyone put stuff on the table. We tried to be creative. We listened to other people, including the state treasurer, and we came up with the package that we ultimately passed.
Okay. What was the role of Governor Gibbons in crafting this?
I thought he played an essential role. I think for the first time that I've seen, he actually worked well with the Democrats in listening to them, offering things to them. They, in turn, listened to him. And there weren't any really good choices. We put all the choices on the table, and they were very, very, not only ugly, but they were ugly for people. Not only people that receive services from the state, but people that actually work at the state. They were very ugly. And, of course, we looked at all the tax opportunities. Those were equally ugly in this economy for small businesses and people that just get up and go to work. So we put them all on the table. Everybody acted what I called in an adult fashion, and were respectful to one another. And I think that's why we came to this very simple solution that passed very quickly. We spent one day there, and it was done the way it should be done.
Okay, one more question about the special session. Of course, the controversial thing, or the most controversial thing, was the $160 million line of credit on a pool of local government money mm-hmm. that the state enacted. People were concerned that if the camel got its nose under the tent here, then someday you would just suck in all that money. Some local governments were concerned. What can you tell me what you feel about the line of credit from a local government pool of money?
It's a good point, and it's one we all looked at. It was a very difficult decision for all of us, particularly me. I don't like to borrow money, particularly when it belongs to other people. But the option at $160 million was to start firing massive amounts of people from the state. And it's never fun to fire people. All of a sudden, services would be depleted. We thought we did the best we could in terms of what the treasurer put on the table. I thought she did a good job. We managed that mechanism, we think, in a way that works for people. It's a four-year payback. We're only paying 25 basis points on what she would normally get for local government. Mm-hmm. They're protected. It's the best we could do, and we think all the protections are there. Now, what it does do that's a problem is it leaves a big hole for the coming biennium. When we go there in February, it is going to be a very bleak day, and my condolences go to all the new people that are elected because they are going to face the worst this state has ever seen.
Well, that is going to be a pretty ugly session in February. But I want to ask you, before we get into this, I want to ask you one other thing. For me, yesterday was somewhat of a somber moment because when I walked in the legislature, I really realized that the heyday for Washoe County power is effectively over. Senator, you are no longer the chairman of the Commerce Committee. Senator Raggio is no longer the Senate Majority Leader, and Finance Chair Senator Washington does not chair the Education Committee. Everything has seemingly gone south. This is a chilly day for Northern Nevada that we've all perhaps dreaded. We knew were coming for a long time, and it's only going to get worse with reapportionment after 2010. Could you maybe comment on that?
Yes. Well, first of all, I think you remember 5 or 6 years ago I was sitting right at this desk, and I think I told you the same identical thing about what people had to be ready for eventually. That came true. However, Senator Matthews, Washoe County legislator right here from Reno, is co-chair of finance. That's going to bode very well for us. She is a very good legislator. She will keep an eye out for us and working hand-to-hand with Senator Raggio. I think we're going to be okay for now. But as you know, she leaves when I do. This is her last session as well as mine, Senator Washington, Senator Amadeus. It is going to change dramatically in this state. Because of reapportionment and because of term limits. Those crash head-to-head. And Washoe County, Northern Nevada, and the rurals are all going to pay a significant political price because of that. And that's not a partisan statement. That's just an actual measurement of counting heads in the legislature.
About rural Nevada, last question before the break. Don't you think after 2010 there will be just one senator to that will represent the entire area of Nevada outside of Reno and Las Vegas?
Likely, based on what we've seen, the preliminary census numbers, there's likely only to be one rural state senator, and that's going to be a very difficult position to fill because you're going to have to campaign across the largest state senate district in the entire country.
That's a lot of humping that you're going to have to do to get from Panaca up to Winnemucca. But
yeah, it's going to be a long day for that person.
Well, I got some more stuff for you. Let's take a break. We'll be right back after this with Senator Randolph Townsend of Reno.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Where's the best place to find out what's really happening? Find it every Thursday in the Reno News and Review. In-depth reporting, balanced news coverage, insightful entertainment reviews. Award-winning journalism you won't find anywhere else. Best editorial writing, best entertainment writing, best business news story, best investigative story, best local columnist. The Reno News and Review, when you want to know what's really happening.
All systems check. All right, Sam, let's go check out some D&D roof.
Hey, Ken. From up here, you can really tell the difference a quality D&D roof makes.
You're right, Sam. With our experience, knowledge, and staff, nothing compares to a D&D roof.
Hey, look down there. It's our D&D roofing crew.
I'll bank the plane. Let's get a closer look. Sam! You watch your company's bottom line, and I'll cover the top of it.
Item 29 was held, so that brings us to item 30, which is related to 31 and 32 and can be heard together if the commission wishes.
Items 30, 31, and 32 have been called forward. Is there any discussion on those items from the commission?
Hey, Roy. It'd really mean a lot to me if we could put to motion item 30. It's my favorite, personal favorite.
There's an easier way inside local politics. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
If you're looking for real craftsmanship in metal fabrication, Deluxe Welding will creatively support your design. They take welding to an art form. Custom fabrication, beams and columns, railings, truss brackets, steel and precast concrete stairs. They can come to your location or provide you with the material for your project. Steel, stainless steel, and aluminum. See Don and Matt's work at DeluxeWelding.com. If it's made of metal, they'll make it magnificent.
This interview segment is sponsored by Jones Vargas. We know Nevada. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is the glib Senator Randolph Townsend of Reno. Welcome back, Senator. Senator, now you mentioned Bernice Matthews, Senator of Reno, being the co-chair of the Finance Committee, which is a very, you know, lofty position, and perhaps helping Northern Nevada. But the other co-chair is Senator Horsford, who is also the majority leader now. And don't you think that if push comes to shove, the real finance chair will be Senator Horsford?
Well, his statements, I think, are the right ones. He wants to do the overall, set the overall policy, and let her, of course, do the operational work. But I think he is also someone who has learned very quickly to be a leader. He is working and listening to Senator Raggio. He truly has stated, ever since I've known him when he was working in the private sector, that this is one state. It's not balanced one way or the other. It's not partisan one way or the other. I think he will show that. Of course, he's going to be under a lot of pressure. But I think at the end of the day, while Senator Matthews is there, we're going to be holding on with our fingernails, whether they're manicured or not. We're going to be holding on, and that will likely be the end of it, and then it's going to be a real problem in the future.
Now, Senator, you were the chair of the Commerce Committee for many years, and now you're not even on it. You're not even a member of your own committee.
That was a choice I made, and I'll tell you, Ray, when they moved energy and telecommunications to the morning to the Transportation Infrastructure Committee, I had to have a place to go in the morning. They took commerce and moved it to the afternoon. So I stayed there because I have worked on energy for over 30 years and telecommunications almost as long. So I stayed there, and I have to learn the transportation infrastructure issues. But in the afternoon, the opportunity was to either leave commerce and go to government affairs, which I've sat on. The reason I chose to go to government affairs is it ties directly into my other assignment, which is taxation. I'm the senior member of taxation, and it ties directly to that. I've done those issues, boards and commissions and banking and all those other mm-hmm. issues that are there, homeowners associations, all the fun things. And so it was time for me to let Senator Carlton, who has been on my committee from the beginning. Hopefully I've shown her, you know, the issues and showed her how to lead that committee. I think she'll do a great job. It's time for me to move on and hopefully provide a little expertise somewhere else.
Well, in a way, it's a relief to me you're not the Commerce Chair anymore, because you used to start some of those meetings at 7 o'clock in the morning.
You bet. There's a big workload. I wish Senator Carlton well.
Well, at least she's not starting them at 7 a.m. That's a good thing for us sleepy-headed media folks. You have introduced a bill draft request mm-hmm. on behalf of the Reno Sparks Airport Authority mm-hmm. that would give a tax abatement for aviation company payroll and parts. Talking with Chris Bard over at the airport yesterday, this would really help Nevada compete with other states like Utah and Delaware and Arkansas to bring these aviation companies into our state. Ms. Bart felt that nowadays, although we're a low-tax state, we got to ante up to get these high-paying companies, companies with high-paying jobs in. Tell me about your BDR, if you would, Senator.
It's very simple. When you look at the overall philosophy of what we're trying to do in the state of Nevada relative to economic development, what we want is high-paying jobs. We want people that don't pollute. We want people that don't use water. We want people to contribute to the community. And if they have kids in school and they want to buy homes, they're going to do it at the higher level. That's what we're looking for. And so these kind of jobs that, in the case of this particular bill, that's what they bring. Aviation continues to be a growing industry, particularly in the smaller plane and private plane industry.
Right.
And that's what we're looking for, is to be a hub, because of our location in the center of the West. It is, we are perfectly located, as Dassault has already articulated. We are the perfect location for those private kind and smaller jet aircraft to come and have their maintenance done here. If we can start to compete, and believe me, this is a competitive world out there with other states. When you look at what Alabama did for Mercedes, what South Carolina did for BMW, they gave away the store, but they got them there. And they think long term that's going to be positive, and I do too. And so we're just trying to compete on that kind of level. That'll be debated in the session. We'll have to see whether any abatements remain on the table. I don't know. But it's a good debate to have, and I believe in it. I think this one has an opportunity, hopefully, to win it on its own merits.
Well, Senator, you mentioned a possible debate over this bill. I can see that coming, because when we had Barbara Buckley on the show yesterday, she was talking about tightening up all those tax abatements and to bring more funding into Nevada to help stave off added taxes. So, you know,
well, it's a good debate, and I respect the speaker's position, but you have to weigh it against what you're going to get in return. It can't always just be about the revenue side. It has to be about the revenue generation side. What can we do to generate revenue and bring the kind of growth into this state that we want? We should hand-pick our growth. We should pick quality growth. And when we're facing California, which is the people whom we draw from, not just from a tourist industry, but from an economic development industry, that's the place we need to look. And when they're raising taxes constantly, driving businesses out, we should cherry-pick the best businesses and bring them to Nevada. We're going to miss the boat if we start taking an attitude that all abatements and deferrals are off the table and all of that, because then they'll start looking at Utah, which is a quality state, looking to do the same thing. Arizona's doing the same thing. We're in a competitive world, and we have to learn how to compete.
Okay, real quickly, Senator, what I've noticed about you, Senator Washington, and some other people who are term-limited, it seems like you're so much more relaxed. the lobbyists forget about it. I'm doing what I want. Is that the truth?
It's a good observation. My wife said the same thing, and she said you probably should have left earlier. So anyway, it's a great observation.
Okay, we'll end it on that. We'll be right back with our Power Pundit panel right after we pay some bills.
For more than a decade, the Southern Nevada Water Authority has been helping the community embrace conservation as a way of life. That includes replacing more than 50 million square feet of grass with water-smart landscaping. During the worst drought on record, watering restrictions and tough landscaping codes have reduced the community's water use by billions of gallons, even as thousands of new residents were moving into Nevada. That's smart water management, and that's our promise to Nevada.
Don't miss the Reno Mazda Kia year-end liquidation sale, featuring up to $8,000 extra for your trade or cash back on a new Mazda. Up to $8,000 is our biggest cash incentive ever, and financing opportunities are unlimited.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request a no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
Good.
All at affordable rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no-obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
Hi, this is Don Weir with an urgent message. The media says you can't get an auto loan. I say they're wrong. Go to sayyestv.com. That's sayyestv.com, and I'll say yes to your auto loan. That's sayyestv.com.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Hey, welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers, our pundit panel today. First, let me introduce the folks around the table. Steve Robinson of R&R, Government Relations Consultant. Bill Brainerd, community activist and my favorite Republican. University Regent Howard Rosenberg, And, of course, my co-host, Paul Enos, the CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association.
Good job, Ray.
Okay.
God,
thank
God.
Okay. Folks, you don't know how hard that is sometimes. So, anyway. Now, Steve, I want to start with you, is that Governor Gibbons has announced that he won't propose any step increases or COLA pay increases for teachers and state workers in his upcoming budget. So, your comments on that? A lot of people who are depending on these raises apparently will not get them.
Well, yeah, I think that's true, but you know what? As I understand, the Employee Association, not for the teachers, but for the state,
right,
state workers, have agreed that that may be a necessary move. I mean, really what it's coming down to is foregoing raises or having the person sitting next to you gone. And I think when the employee organizations and the unions look at that possibility, they're going to agree that the raises are going to have to be foregone.
Well, shouldn't have this been done in the summer?
Mm-hmm.
And perhaps we could have foregone this recent special session. Howard, you're...
We were calling it at the university COLA or colleagues. I mean, I don't need a COLA. I don't need merit pay. I have a job. It's very important to me, and it is to every one of my colleagues at the university and in K through 12. That's what we do. We teach kids. Yes, it would be nice to be able to afford a couple of extra things, but I'm very happy that I have a job. I'm blessed, and thank you for it.
That's the answer, Ray, is keeping the people that we currently have. And if it has to be a reduction or no raise or
fine,
COLA, frankly, I think that's the best way to handle it.
Okay.
Well, and the private sector, I think, is hurting as well. I mean, the reason the government is hurting right now is because the private sector is hurting. Now, when I talk to my members, I have one member who has 65% of his fleet not running. That's 65% of the people that are working for him, that we're working for him, not working for him. In the entire state, for my membership, we've seen a decrease of 3,700 trucks. So that's 37 people that aren't working. You know, you see that everywhere. You see it in the retail sector. You see it in the manufacturing sector, especially the construction sector. And when you have impacts on private industry all across the board, you're going to have impacts on the state too. And it's unfortunate. Nobody likes it. And, you know, all we can hope for is that you will kind of get out of this funk and that the economy will pick back up. And
well, Steve, let me ask you about the economy, because experts that I have listened to say we're 2 years out before this thing turns around, and 2 years out with these falling tax projections, are we going to have one special session after another to bail the state out for the next 2 years?
Well, I think what the governor will be proposing is he's been talking about one third less government for the next 2 years, and that's at least what it will take. And I think that's what he's going to be proposing. Now, you know, what I don't agree with him about is that he said that's not going to have an impact on services. And I think that's a little too optimistic, because it is. And he's correct when he says the government you see now is probably not what you're going to see in a year or 2 years from now. But it's definitely going to have an impact on services. And
right. Well, Howard, as more people get laid off from work, more people need assistance
education
from the state.
And they also need education. They need retooling. They need retraining. So I have more people coming into the system, less money to handle those people that are coming into the system. I am spending all of my time at the university now, as is every advisor on campus in every single one of the institutions, just trying to get kids into classes. So we're increasing class size. Is it the best way in the world to handle the problem? No. But at least it's something. We'll keep them engaged. And if government is going to change, teaching will probably change as well. But the most precious commodity that we have are our kids. They're the ones that need to be taken care of at this time more than ever before. Because without that education, they're not going to be able to function in this, quote, new world that we're coming into.
Well, they need to get out and get a job. Huh?
Yeah, and it would be nice if they had the education and
right,
be
right,
able to do that.
Right.
You know, if they could just read, write, and spell, I'd be happy. And I'm not getting that. And it's not any teacher's fault. Assigning blame is a complete waste of time. Here's the problem. We have creative people. How do we do it? If you want to raise my taxes on my property, fine, tomorrow, I'll help. It can't be that hard to get what we need. It, you know, this no new tax thing drives me crazy. We're raising tuition on the kids. Well, isn't that a tax?
It is hard right now. I mean, that's the thing. You can't squeeze blood from a turnip.
No,
my biggest fear is if we do raise taxes now, if the revenue that we think we're going to get in, we're not going to get in. Uh-huh. And those businesses that are functioning right now may not be functioning 4 years from now or 2 years from now when the economy picks back up. So there's a lot of diminishing returns.
I understand that.
Yeah, the last I heard, government is supposed to provide safety to the individuals living in the area. Parents are responsible for their kids and financially should be responsible primarily for their education. So that's kind of the way I look at it.
Well, I think everybody should get involved in the education. I mean, it's not too often I agree with Hillary Clinton, but, you know, it does take a village. You know, growing up in Elko, Nevada, it was great for me. When I was screwing up, it was my teachers, it was my neighbors, it was my parents' friends that would call my parents and say, hey, we saw Paul doing something that he shouldn't. So, I mean, I think it's everybody to get involved. You can't just say it's on two people.
Yeah. Well, Well, I'm sure it wasn't on the village people, but...
I hope someone's still watching you, Paul. Folks in Elko.
Look, could I just say one thing? So much of my yodeling is frustration. I wish that I was smart enough to know what the answer is. I do know the kids are there. We need to educate them. That's the most important thing I think we can do.
Okay, we got to stop it right there, and I haven't heard the word yodel in a long time. We'll be right back after these few words.
And fortunately for you, I'm not going to yodel.
Don't just give a gift. Give one that's always appreciated. A beautiful gift basket from Napa Sonoma Grocery Company. It's easy to pre-shop online at nsbaskets.com and choose from Napa Sonoma's great selection. Or stop by Napa Sonoma for a great gift basket.
You want convenient, one-stop holiday shopping. Shoppers Square Mall, Annex, and Second Level has it all. Over 50 unique stores, specialty shops, services, and restaurants welcome you. From clothing and Western wear to jewelry, specialty gifts to crafts, you'll find the perfect gift for everyone on your list. Shoppers Square Mall, corner of Plum and Virginia between downtown Reno and the Peppermill. Easy to find, convenient to park, and simple one-stop shopping. Experience the magic of Christmas at Shoppers Square Mall, Annex, and Second Level.
A Northern Nevada holiday tradition. Christmas music on Sunny 106.9.
Simply having a wonderful Christmas time.
All the songs you know and love to sing along with on Sunny 106.9.
It's the most wonderful time.
Make us a part of your Christmas list.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Reno's official holiday music station is Sunny 106.9.
NBC Tonight, home to two great dramas with two fascinating cases.
Do I want to know?
On Life, a murder brings new meaning to pushing up daisies.
Someone made him into a flower.
Then Law & Order's got a murdered author, Vivica Fox.
You just give me a call.
And an undercover assignment.
You looking for a party, handsome?
That's a walk on the wild side.
It kind of weirds me out a little.
Life and Law & Order, tonight on NBC.
Don't just give a gift. Give one that's always appreciated. A beautiful gift basket from Napa Sonoma Grocery Company. It's easy to pre-shop online at nsbaskets.com and choose from Napa Sonoma's great selection. Or stop by Napa Sonoma for a great gift basket.
Tune in tomorrow for Nevada Secretary of State Ross Miller.
Thanks for watching.